Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Yeah. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Can you imagine Adele at a concert and somebody starts heckling her? I mean, I'm sure it's happened at some point. Maybe somebody was rude, you know, it's hard to picture because Adele is like, it's like Mozart. I mean, it's just amazing. But I feel like she's not going to be available for that. Like if somebody wants to come in and make a comment, it doesn't change where she's headed. It doesn't change where she's been. It doesn't change. It's just some grace. It's just some compassion. It's like, wow, this person is really in their stuff and they can exit. They can exit. They're allowed to go. Right. I think that we have to be willing to get honest and say, if you want to make $10 million a year, are you willing to set down what you're holding for that it would mean if you made millions of dollars? And I think you're ready to set it down. But then when I say, okay, so where's your offer? When was the last time you priced something? You'll be like, oh my God, you'll feel it all of a sudden. I'll say, raise the price. And you'll be like, huh? It's almost like something is keeping you from doing it. But right now, if you wanted to receive, right? Like if I want to receive mail, I need a mailbox so the mailman can, or mailwoman can put the mail in the box, right? If I want email, I have to have an inbox, right? But right now, if I said, where can people pay you? Where is it that people could pay you $1 million? Like where does that go? Where have you let them know it goes here, right here? You can buy it right here. You can put the deposit in. You'd say, oh yeah, it doesn't exist. Why? Because I have all this unconscious stuff that I didn't realize was there where I haven't even made it available for myself to receive that. And so I'm going to hold for you what you want and hold for you how beautiful it is, how much grace is actually in that, because what you're stepping into is abundance. You're not holding for scarcity anymore. You're not holding for the story. Because when you have a story that people can't afford it, what you're holding for is, you're right, there's no abundance in this world. So I wouldn't charge you anything because whatever I take from you, I take away from you, versus, oh, when other people spend money on things, they just opened up more abundance for themselves because they changed their vibration and they changed their mindset around how much exists. So by charging more, you're actually giving them their own like boxing gym for them to create muscle around expanding their own consciousness and their own vibration, where they're going to start actually allowing flow to come into their life. The more they start desensitizing themselves and going, you know what, I can't spend money on this. And then all of a sudden I find it over here, and all of a sudden I'm allowing it. And all of a sudden I'm in a different elevation of people who are hanging out with a different vibration and a different mindset, right? And that just starts to feel like ease and flow. So let's talk about this future you, okay? So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out a sheet of paper and I want you to draw a line down the middle, okay? So you're just going to take out a sheet of paper and I want you to start. So I just put like I put PS for present self and FS for future self. And I want you to start with the future self. This version of you that you get glimpses of all the time. This part of you that is who you really are when you are just allowing, when you are just fully a high vibe. I want you to tell me what she thinks, what she believes, what she's doing. And I want you to just spend a couple minutes just talking about her. And then I want to look at where you currently are, because where you currently are is what's creating the current reality, right? A lot of times people are like, let's use manifesting, but we can look at it from like losing weight, like from that perspective, right? So let's say somebody decided, I want to lose 40 pounds, right? Let's say. And they start off on this path. They're drinking water, they're walking, they're getting their steps in, whatever it is they're doing. 2 days later, they wouldn't say, why didn't I lose the 40 pounds 2 days later? Well, the weight on them is still the result of the habits that they had that got them to the 40 pounds overweight. And so in order for that weight to come off, they have to continue to sustain the vibration that would lead to a different result. Like we talked about with the boiling water, making the eggs. If I want to boil that water and make the eggs, right? It's just physics. If I hold that pot on the stove, there's no way it's not going to boil. That's what happens to the water when it's on the fire. But if I keep turning it off and checking it going, why didn't it boil? It's like I keep stopping the physics process. And so we don't realize that we have this very palpable vision. We do. That's why we're all here. But then we go, why is it not here? It's like, oh, well, what's here is still a result. It's still a reflection of all that I've been thinking and feeling and believing. And all that I've been thinking and feeling and believing has created my vibration. It's created my behavior, right? It's created whatever energy swirl I'm in. And what I'm living in right now is the manifestation of that. So all that is around us is the lagging result of the habit, of the thought, of the focus. And so when we change the focus and we sustain it, we start to create a different garden, but we got to just keep the rain on that little seed, right? And then that's just the physics of it. So I want to look at what is the thought, what is the behavior of the future self? Because you know it, but I want to look at how congruent is that with your current self? How much of the day are you thinking and feeling and behaving? Because your behavior is just going to be a result of the vibration. You won't even get the inspired idea if you're thinking in a way where you're all in probability and you're not in possibility. The manifester is all possibility all day long. The person who is not creating, is in resistance, is looking at probability based on past. That's a problem.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.